Good morning.
Is it safe to say now that $4 is the price at which consumers will start changing their behaviors?
That is certainly consistent with what we saw back in the summer of 2008 when we saw our all-time record high prices for gasoline above that $4 a gallon mark. Leading up to that, there was a lot of speculation about at what point consumers would start to modify their behavior. And it wasn't until we got around and then over that $4 a gallon mark that we really started to see people make some significant changes in their driving behavior, both their day-to-day driving and certainly in their discretionary driving.
The prices have not only gone up, but they've gone up sharply, 32% of an increase compared to April of last year?
Yeah, exactly right. A year ago in Wisconsin, we were paying an average price per gallon of $2.90. Today, we're almost a dollar more than that, averaging $3.85 across the state. So that is a significant increase for this time of year. And it's up some 35 cents from where we were just a month ago. So this has been a pretty sharp rise over a fairly short number of weeks here.
So people are buying less fuel. I'm curious to know, where are they not going?
It happens a lot of times in the day-to-day driving. People decide, especially now that the weather's getting a little nicer, they'll walk or ride their bike to some of their destinations if they can. If not, they'll be more thoughtful about their errand routes, sometimes calling ahead before driving across town to pick something up, or, you know, thinking about where they need to go that day and then planning their stops accordingly so that they're not backtracking or burning a lot of extra fuel covering extra miles. So that's where a lot of it comes from. Sometimes people will carpool and look for other ways just to conserve a little bit of gas. And then, of course, as we approach the summer, if prices continue climbing or remain high, people will definitely be considering the price of fuel into their summer travel plans.
You see some hope for lower fuel prices, even maybe soon.
I actually do. Early this week, we've seen some really positive trends. Crude oil closed last week at almost $113 a barrel, which is as high as it's been in a number of years. But early this week, it has dropped off significantly from that mark. It's dropped about $8 over the first couple of days, and a lot can change there, but we need to keep an eye on what's happening with the price of crude oil, because if prices stay lower or continue to move lower, I am very hopeful that we could see gas prices not just stop climbing in the coming days, but actually start to move downward.
Pam Moen is a spokesperson with AAA Wisconsin. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.